This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, May the 29th. Money laundering, interest rate fixing, currency manipulation. The list of wrongdoings uncovered at some of the world's biggest banks since the financial crisis is a pretty long one. Well, another of those wrongdoings is sanctions busting. US authorities have been investigating the French bank BNP Paribas for allegedly flouting American sanctions on the likes of Iran for several years. Now, reports suggest the Justice Department wants BNP to pay more than $10 billion to settle the case. It would be one of the largest penalties ever imposed on a bank. Devlin Barrett is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in Washington.
This case is one of a number of investigations the U.S. authorities have launched into whether banks, particularly European banks, violated U.S. sanctions laws against doing business with entities in Iran, Sudan, Cuba, and other countries by essentially hiding information about certain transactions they did in U.S. dollars.
And this is an investigation which has been going on, in terms of BNP Paribas, for quite a while.
Yes, for years. We've now reached the negotiation stage where things are getting pretty serious in terms of trying to come to a final deal, and we're told a final deal could be a matter of weeks away. But this investigation has been going on for years, and it's part of a broader set of investigations of a number of banks that have been going on even longer than that.
And what have you heard about the amount of money that BNP Paribas may be asked to pay by the Justice Department in order to keep this case out of court effectively?
My sources are telling me that the Justice Department in the United States and a number of other authorities who are looking at BNP over this are pushing for a penalty of more than $10 billion to resolve this case. That's a huge number that would come close to being the record number ever extracted by U.S. authorities from a single bank. And it's not certain by any means that will be ultimately what the bank pays, because the bank is pushing for a much smaller number. But it is clear that the U.S. government is pushing very hard to make this into a very big settlement.
So does the fact that BNP Paribas is arguing about how much it ought to pay to settle this case, does that mean that it is actually admitting that it did this, that it did evade U.S. sanctions?
Certainly not yet, but one of the things on the table is whether or not the bank will plead guilty to a crime in this sanctions case. The U.S. government very much wants them to plead guilty to a crime. That's their expectation at this point. The bank hasn't agreed to do that, but it's certainly, I'd say, under consideration in the negotiations. And that's obviously a big step, but we're not there yet, is what I'm told.
And we know that a couple of years back, 2012, I think it was, HSBC was fined just under $2 billion for handling money transfers for countries out under U.S. sanction and for Mexican drug traffickers. This figure, it sounds like it's quite likely to be quite a lot more than that if that's how things end up.
Yeah, the expectation at this point, based on what I'm told, is that it will be significantly larger than the HSBC number. And the folks I'm talking to say that there's a couple of reasons for that. One, the view of many people on the U.S. investigation side is that BNP was particularly uncooperative, especially in the early stages of this investigation. And even before the issue of cooperation came into play, BNP's conduct, to their minds, lasted a very long time and was pretty extensive. Frankly, when they announced the HSBC case, the accusations outlined against that bank were pretty far-reaching and extensive, so it's hard to imagine that they've uncovered a fact pattern that's more troublesome than HSBC. But we simply don't know yet, and it'll be an interesting question, assuming this comes to a settlement, what specifics the U.S. government lays out in terms of what the French bank did.
Wall Street Journal reporter Devlin Barrett. The Justice Department isn't commenting, and neither is BNP Paribas. The U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 1% in the first 3 months of the year. A lot of that was down to the impact of bad weather, which forced construction projects to grind to a halt. So what did Wall Street make of the news that the U.S. economy is now shrinking? Here's Giri Cherukuri at Oak Brook Investments in Chicago.
Investors in general, even though it was worse than expected, kind of shrugged it off, thinking that the harsh winter weather was the main cause of it, and people are looking forward to second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter. And people are still expecting the economy to pick up decently, so the market was up today partly because of that.
I wonder whether they're being a little bit too sanguine about it all. We heard from the National Home Builders Federation, who said, look, you know, things are continuing to be bad beyond the impact you might expect from all the bad weather, and that the warmer months, April, May, are still looking pretty bad for construction.
Yeah, that's definitely something to consider and something to think about, because ever since the financial crisis in 2008-2009, people have been generally optimistic, thinking the economy is going to recover, and we've had fits and starts. And this latest economic growth, it's felt a little bit more solid, but then having the first quarter decline like this, 1%, gives you pause to worry. But definitely we need to see how the second quarter goes.
Kiri Cherukuri. Well, the Dow finished the day up 0.4% at 16,698. Earlier, London's main share index sat ended up a third of a percent at 6,871. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.